probably at the 6, maybe 5-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal for the Demons. Finally getting something going here. And a timeout by the Demons.
That'll put them down to one timeout left. You're listening to WRJN Racine. DG Sports bringing you live subscription-free football coverage here tonight. Once again, we're at the Burlington Don Dalton Stadium, Tony Romo Field, in this Southern Lakes Conference action. As Dick brought up multiple times, we're looking forward to Eric Sulik joining us here at halftime. Always a great guest, one of the nice ADs we deal with for basketball and football.
Yep, very, very accommodating. We appreciate all the ADs. Next week we'll have another one that's very accommodating to us, Joel Arbinger, where we'll be at Hammes Field for a key ball game, Dylan, that could determine who finishes second in the Southeast Conference between Oak Creek and Case.
Right, and with Bradford, probably they're going to lose to Franklin here, so that's another layer of that Southeast Conference out of play coming into next week.
All right, Sulik in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Back to pass. Still has it. Now throws. And a touchdown. Touchdown to Deet. So Demons finally get on the board with 32 seconds to go. So Tomczak will try to make it a 28-7 score with the kick. So finally some good news for the Demons. There's a snap, it's high, but he gets the kick up, and the kick is good. So with 32 seconds to go, it's now Badger 28, Burlington 7.
It's a huge thing to get that touchdown before halftime. Obviously, Badger getting the ball, coming out of the break here in the second half. You wanted to get points on the board, and they kind of moved down the field with ease there on that drive. Something we haven't really seen from this Burlington offense all night.
So the Badgers all have 32 seconds to work with, and you could kind of laugh, maybe because they're getting the ball in the third quarter. They may try not to do much with it, but we shall see. So we got Levitt back as one of the deep men for the Badgers, and Tomczak will kick off. And again, Coach Redmer told us before game time that the kicker every week is always a question, who's going to be kicking.
They've relied on soccer players all year, and their one got a little banged up.
Yeah,
here.
That was a short kick there.
Akuda there on the
Akuda, very
return.
Good, Dylan. Very good. So 29 seconds to go. And again, I would think Eric will be making his way up here shortly. Still not visible, but again, we'll have a 2-minute break for commercials. Okay, O'Grady under center. Hands it off, coming to the sideline here. Now cuts back inside, and he gets it to almost the 30-yard line.
And they're using a timeout right away.
They stopped the clock, yep. That was Hoyden on the carry that time. I mean, they got it at the 32-yard line of Burlington already.
Yeah, nice little play there. huge gain, able to get downfield. What a fun half we had here, despite the score. Back and forth to some degree. Burlington here at the end, getting into the end zone, but Badger knocking right back on the door of Burlington.
All right, so the Badgers come out. They look like they're going to try to score. They're not going to sit on it. All right. O'Grady goes under center. He's got them all packed in. Hands it off. Now they're going to throw. And it's caught for a touchdown. No.
They're ruling him down at the
down.
Two. But it was a double pass there on that play.
Peters is the one that caught it. So it's a touchdown to Hansen. Tennyson was the carrier.
Yeah, what an impressive play there. Able to get the double pass down to the 2-yard line. They ruled him. He must have stepped out of bounds. But what an impressive drive. Able to score. They had just about 30 seconds. Once they got the ball back, and Tennyson able to punch it in there for Burlington.
To make it 34-7.
As time expired.
Here's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So that's the end of our first half of play with our score. Badger 35, Burlington 7. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Football streaming live on DG Sports.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Your crew's got to power through the postseason. Fuel up right now at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. From your favorite energy drinks, sodas, and adult beverages to a massive lineup of snacks, Studebaker's has everything you need to crush those game day cravings. Need it in a flash? Hit the lightning fast drive-thru and stock up without ever leaving your car. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the all-stars of selection, service, and convenience. Find them at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Thanks, Dylan. So we're just waiting for Eric Sulik to come up there. And I think he just remembered that we wanted him to be a guest because he was walking across the field. Now he's running back. Since we have a moment, want to give a shout-out to P.J. McCray, who's listening to us from Tennessee tonight. So P.J. and Cindy, glad you're tuning in. I know you did enjoy the first half. Hopefully the second half will be a little more enjoyable. So just waiting for Eric to make his way up here.
Tough job of an athletic director on a Friday night, able to fit time in where he's able to. But they're trying to figure out some difficulties they're having here with the PA system to play the music. So he'll be able to join us as soon as he's able to.
And again, he's right in the booth next to us, so he won't have far to come to start our interview. Any updates on scores while we're waiting?
Yeah, Franklin took down the Red Devils 35-0 of Bradford. Puts them at 6-0.
Very impressive.
At halftime, Elkhorn up 27-3 over Waterford. That Elkhorn team is very good. As far as other scores go, Arrowhead coming back with a vengeance this week. They're up 38-0 over Oconomowoc. Sussex Hamilton, a team that we covered earlier in the year, they're up 14-3 over Marquette in this Greater Metro Conference matchup. So we don't really have many more scores for our area, but we're trying our best keeping up. Many people are posting scores for us across Twitter and Facebook in the Racine score group. Normally, people are pretty good about posting score updates when they're able to in there.
Yep.
But we have not seen anything in there tonight. Doing my best to keep up with that. Racine Lutheran is playing at Pius. Burlington versus Badger in a game that we're covering here tonight on DG Sports and WRJN. Last update we had was 27-0 Case at halftime over Kenosha Indian Trail. No update from that since then. St. Catharines, they're playing at Watertown tonight. No update in that one. Union Grove is playing Westosha. I would assume Union Grove's leading, but we don't have a score of that one either at halftime. Horlick and Tremper, last we seen, Tremper was destroying Horlick 35-0, but we don't have an update from that. And finally, Racine Park is playing at Oak Creek here tonight, but we don't have a score update from that either. So working our best, trying to get score updates while we're able to, but we can only provide scores for the ones that we're able to see.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we don't have Hawkeye Vision able to try and get scores from everywhere, but one of the things, whether it's technical difficulties here in the booth or finding Twitter scores, everything that we do week to week is on a at will basis, if you will. Nothing's guaranteed. It is what it is, and we do what we can. So
yes, we do.
Maybe while we're waiting for Eric to get through the technical difficulties, we can hear the rankings one more time.
Yeah, the first time we hadn't given them yet tonight.
Perfect.
So, hopefully Eric will still be able to join us for a couple minutes. So this is the coaches poll for week 5, sponsored by The Bound. And we will wait as Eric has stopped in now and joined us. He's got solved some of the craziness of being an athletic director.
We hope so. We've had some technical issues this year, but that's just part of the show, you know?
Right. So welcome in, Eric. And what do you think so far of the good way to end the first half?
Yeah, it was nice to get a score in there. Badgers as good as advertised. The thing is, this senior class between, 22, 23, and 24, they got another 11 or 12 games of experience with playoffs.
Right. Okay.
And that hurts. It hurts us. It helps them. And they, those extra reps and things like that. O'Grady is, He's the real deal.
He is sure.
Our kids are playing hard.
Yeah,
Our coaches are coaching hard, you know. You missed, you know, a couple opportunities there, and, you know, you just can't give them extra possessions, and, you know, that's part of being a good football team. So we knew it'd be a challenge tonight. So I know we're going to keep playing hard.
All right, let's get into the playoffs are going to be starting. Burlington, I'm assuming, will make the playoffs, but there's a different system this year, and Dylan was talking to Chad about it, but maybe you can shed some light on it too.
I wish I could. I like how they reward teams that will go and get a challenging schedule, a non-con schedule, whether it's you're playing Division One teams, if you're a Division Two or Three team like we are. So we played Beloit Memorial and won 26-20. It helped us out with the fact that Beloit has about 1,500 students, so they're Division One.
There you go.
A win like that, and you know, we played Parker and Kenosha Tremper. I do know this about the playoffs. It is nice to know what division you're going into off the bat.
Okay,
and that was, you know, where we at Aurora's are on that borderline between two and three,
right,
was always a stressor. So anyway, we got a really good league this year. Grove is good. We played them. Now we're playing Badger. Elkhorn is definitely improved, and they're going to be tough next week too.
And that was something that Coach Redmer had talked about all year long. You're planning for three. You're ranked in Division III. Oh, it's week one of the postseason. Guess what? We don't have enough teams. You're playing Division II. It's one of those tough situations, but I'm excited to see what the Matrix can do. We've seen it in Ohio, what they've done with it. It's kind of interesting. They're putting out like unofficial rankings and unofficial things throughout the year, and seeing those come out have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of projection, and it's a lot of, you know, we could play at this juncture, maybe not. It's one of those things where making sure we're
okay.
Good,
that's
here.
Fine.
One thing or another around here sometimes. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, it's good. I know what you, as a coach and as a player, you have to be thinking week to week, though. You know, you can't be looking ahead.
No.
I mean, there's no guarantee.
But again, points are important this year, too, not just about winning four conference games. The points And you had, I think you had two key wins against larger schools, which will give you additional, you know, give you points, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
and that's the thing. We've got some opportunities to play, an Elkhorn, who I think is a Division II team this year. Wastosha's Division II. So those wins are going to help our Matrix score.
What do you think with the Matrix, what do you think the biggest challenges for teams, not only that, you know, like yourself here in Burlington, you ride the border, you play in a very tough conference, but teams across the state, like, what has been the biggest challenge, you think, coming into this playoff Matrix that we'll see going into the playoff season?
I don't know if there is that much of a challenge. I think it's more of a, you know, you got to keep your kids not looking ahead. I mean, I fell in that trap as a coach, is you start looking at wins going, mm-hmm. Oh, I got this one. That one's going to be tough, and it's football season. To me, it's a short season as it is. So you only get one game a week. You only get nine guaranteed games every week. Is a season. I felt like, but sometimes human nature kicks in. I guarantee for a well coached team like Badger, Matt does a great job with them. But you know, those kids are starting to look ahead.
Yes,
they're in Division I this year. Yep. I'm sure they're checking Classic 8 scores and things like that. It's part of it, but that's the hard part. You got to put the blinders on. It's a week to week. You want to go 1-0. All the cliches and things like that. I mean, it's the truth, though.
And the rankings too. I mean, Badger, they're ranked number 2 in the bound poll this week for a division run.
Yeah.
Right behind Franklin. So, and the kids, they're on, they're on all the sites. They know what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. They do. They pay attention to it, and there's a reason why those sites exist, you know, to keep drumming up, you know, interest and support for high school football. But, yeah, I mean, it's it's one of those things that's part of the challenge of the coach, you know. And, you know, at the end of the day, these aren't adults. These are 15 through 18-year-old kids, and they're going to look at that stuff.
For me.
Speaking of challenges, Burlington able to get into the end zone there at the end of the first half, but very quickly in 30 seconds gave up about 70 yards, including that double pass. You've been in the shoes of a coach at halftime. What would your messaging be here at halftime to try and come out in the second half?
You're not going to win the game right away in the third quarter in the first play. You just got to start putting drives together, making plays. You know, the scoreboard's a factor in here, but you just want to start, you want to be playing better. We're not playing, you know, and I'm sure Chad would say the same thing. We're not playing our best football right mm-hmm. now. And when you're not playing your best football against arguably the best team in our conference, that's what's going to happen. So you got to keep it in. You can't start getting down. I would remind him about body language. You're playing hard every play. Mm-hmm. Let's not get penalties. Let's not turn the ball over. Let's control the controllables. And know that, you know, it's not about winning. It's about playing better. And then, you know, if you get a couple breaks, who knows what happens.
Sure.
You know, but at the same time, it's just about playing better because there's a lot more season left, you know, a lot of season left. Regardless of playoffs and all that kind of stuff, and you owe it to your teammates to keep playing hard.
So, Eric, before we let you go, the WIA, they've been very busy this fall season with people trying to be eligible, and the kid that was at Oconomowoc that won the temporary suit, I believe he's still playing for Arrowhead. And then you actually had an individual come over. Did he finally get cleared to play? He's a basketball player to play here at Burlington. He came from Union Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get cleared? Is he cleared, or don't we know yet?
Yeah. Yep. He's a student. So is his brother. And they made, you know, followed the WIA guidelines, made the physical move, and they're Demons now. So look forward to having them, you know, part of our Demon family, and you'll see, you know, a little bit of that this winter in basketball. We're going one season at a time.
Yeah,
right. I don't want to rush anything.
No, don't rush anything. I'm just trying to gather. I know the WIA has been busy with so many things mm-hmm. going on. How has your second year been as an AD?
I wouldn't say easier than the first. First year is like drinking water through a fire hose most days. Obviously, you have things that are the best intention, though as well planned out as you possibly can be, and then the music doesn't work at halftime. Becky and I probably had that thing going, I don't know, 90 times, and then when it's supposed to work, it doesn't. So hey, it's putting out fires, but the fires don't seem to be as big this year.
Good.
And I'm what's nice is that you're learning things every day. It's a humbling job because you don't have all the answers. I got a great group of athletic directors that are if I send an email with a question, I'm getting a response within 15 minutes. So, and the WIA has been great too. You know, they're very assertive. They explain things to you like you're 7 years old, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I enjoy the position. I miss the interaction with kids as
yes.
much. So,
mm-hmm.
But you know, you try to get out in the hallways, try to get out to practices and things like that.
And I got to give a plug here too. You got a very good commissioner too. In Tim Owens.
Oh, yeah. Tim's great. Tim just had a birthday, so
yes.
I think he's 29, maybe 30 now. So, anyway, no, he does a great job and a great ambassador advocate for Southern Lakes Conference, which this is a really good group of schools. There's some legendary, you know, rivalries and games going back and forth for decades now, and it's a great group of schools to be part of.
All right, Eric, we'll cut you loose here then. You can check out the music one more time before you go down.
Sounds
but we
good.
Appreciate you coming down. We'll have you on again once hoop season starts.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. All right. Thanks,
okay.
guys.
Okay, thanks. That's Eric Sulik, athletic director here at Burlington High School. We're here at half where our score is Badger 35, Burlington 7. We'll step away for another 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football streaming live on DG Sports.
The
This is some of the best riding weather of the season. But pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Starting in Division One, it's Franklin, followed by Badger, Muskego, Arrowhead, and Wanakee. And again, this is the coaches' poll sponsored by The Bound. In Division Two, it's Notre Dame, followed by West Appear, Rice Lake, Homestead, and Holman. In Division Three, it's Catholic Memorial, followed by Grafton, Plymouth, Mount Horeb, Barneveld, and Edgewood. I want to go back to Division II. Checking in for the first time, unranked in the 10th spot, is Union Grove. In Division IV, it's Aquinas, followed by Winneconne, Baldwin, Woodfield, Lake Mills, and Columbus. Still at number 6, not able to move up, maybe that's a good thing, is Racine St. Catharines. In Division 5, it's Northwestern, followed by Elmhurst, Grantsburg, Mayville, and Tomahawk. In Division 6, it's Edgar, followed by Regis, Darlington, Mondovi, and Cambridge. And finally, in Division 7, it's Kenosha St. Joe's still holding on to that top spot, followed by Potosi Cassville, Black Hawk Warren, Boyceville, and Cochrane Fulton City. So those are your top five teams in each of the 7 divisions. That's right, there's 7 divisions for the playoffs. So Dylan, nice interview with Eric.
And it's always a pleasure to have him on, a real nice treat, and looking forward to talking to him the next time we can. While we have a second here, West Tosha Central and Union Grove are tied at 14 at halftime.
Oh, interesting.
Very surprising score.
Yeah. Yep, see, you got to come to play every week.
That's why they play the game.
Oh, and again, here we go. Okay. We're talking, and they had the kickoff.
At Corba there with a nice return for Badger.
All right, they'll go on offense, and again.
Slipped up by the turf monster there.
Yep. If they score here and convert the extra point, we would have a running clock.
Correct, until Burlington scores in this quarter.
Yes. All right, O'Grady will bring him out. He's got a wide out to his left. He'll go under center. Hands it off to Tennyson. And again, they would like to work here. They'd like to work and get a touchdown and maybe take off five minutes or so off the clock. Be very methodical here, the Badgers will. Boy, O'Grady uses that clock nicely, doesn't he?
Sure does.
Okay, goes under center. Hands it off again and getting a first down. Yep. Is Walser. Walser on the carry. So it's going to bring up third and about 3 yards to go. Just underway here in the third quarter. 10:55. 35-7. Badger with the lead over Burlington. O'Grady goes under center. Hands it off. And I don't know, maybe the second effort got it.
They just moved the ball back like half a yard.
Yeah, there.
But where they have the ball spotted, it's past the first down marker. So
yes, they it is. And the assistant coaches for Badger question it like we did.
Well, yeah, they just moved the ball back half a yard.
O'Grady under center. Now saying something to one of his players as we go under 10 minutes to go in our third quarter.
I don't know how they can just move it like that. Coach Hensler arguably justified in his complaints to the official on this sideline, just kind of asking, how do you do that? You know, it's not something you see very often, but they clearly didn't agree on the spot between the two wing officials and moved it back almost a full yard to put a fourth down up now for Badger.
Yep, as they call the timeout because of that. Same fourth and one. And the Demons come back out to play defense. Maybe look for O'Grady on a keeper here with that speed. So fourth and one. Handed off, easily got that first down. Yeah, Tennyson on that carry as he bulled his way and willed his way to a first down. We're under 10 to play now in the third quarter. First and 10 at the 47-yard line of Burlington. O'Grady, he's got a wideout to his left as he goes under center. Now goes back to pass, throws complete. So another completed pass to Korba. Korba on the reception, and they'll move the chains.
Now, once again, another first down for this Badger offense. Continuing where they left off in the first half was moving the ball with ease.
Very much so, and it starts with Matt O'Grady, their quarterback. So he'll bring him out. He's got a wide out to his right. At the 35. Hands it off again. No, the fake. O'Grady's got it. He's down to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. He'll score. Matt O'Grady on the touchdown. Faked me out even. 35-yard touchdown for Matt O'Grady to make it 41-7.
And with a made extra point, we will see the clock run outside of touchdowns, timeouts, or turnovers.
So a key extra point coming up here. Boy, what a fake, huh? He faked me out. Sold it very well.
He tucked it on his right hip.
Yes, he did.
Behind him, and he faked out the whole Burlington defense as well.
High snap, but the kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 9:15 to go in our third quarter, it's now Badger 42, Burlington 7. So once we kick it off here, that clock will continue to run then.
Yeah, the running clock, they put the new rules into play last year, competitive balance type of stuff. So we'll see that clock roll following the kickoff, like you mentioned, Dick.
Yep. And again, just a reminder, stick around at the conclusion of our ball game as Dylan will make his way down to talk to our DG Sports player of the game. And right now,
tough decision.
It's a tough decision. O'Grady to kick off. There's the kick. It sends him back. That'll be a touchback.
That is a nice booming kick downfield.
Yeah.
Our first untouched touchback that we've had all year. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple touchbacks where the guy receiving the ball steps in the end zone, which in high school is automatic. But that was the first untouched we've seen all year. Booming kick. So the question comes to beg, Dick, what can't the Army commit do?
Yeah, you are correct, Dylan. So first and 10 at the 20 for Burlington. Sulik brings him out, wants to throw, throws in the flat, complete. And they're there to meet him.
And
it was Deet. Deet on the reception in a flat. No gain, lost a yard.
It'll probably be another drive or two here with this Burlington first team before we'll see maybe their backup unit come in.
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
You have a good season going. You don't want to get him hurt out there. Sulik, that is.
Yep, Sulik will bring him out. He's got wideouts to the right and the left. Gets flushed out of there. Now wants to throw. Incomplete. Two defenders there for Badger. But a flag. A flag on the play.
In high school, you're not allowed to face guard the offensive player, and that's what he did there on that play. You have to make an attempt to play the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So he did not do that, and that's what resulted in the penalty there on that one. Be 15 yards from the previous spot.
Yep. Okay. With 7:50 and counting for a minute there, I had to catch myself because it was, you know, a penalty, incomplete pass. And
they just gave him 20 yards, so a little confused there.
I am too, but again, we were both there at one time as officials.
Yeah.
I wasn't, not me for football, though.
This is a very veteran crew. I would expect very different from them.
I know you would.
The ball should be spotted at the 34, not the 39.
Yeah. Clock continues to run as we close in on 7 to go. Hands it off. They had him behind the line of scrimmage, but he jitterbugged his way out of there. So to bring up 2nd and 7, under 7 to go now in the third quarter. Empty backfield for Sulik. Wideouts to the right and the left. Here comes the blitz. Chasing Sulik, he throws it. Ooh, almost intercepted. He had it. And that was Peters. Peters almost with the INT.
And Badger's been put to test in the secondary multiple times here tonight. Burlington able to get a lot of passes off and close to, completions, big completions. But either Burlington's not able to catch it or what have you. But, again, there are great plays being made by this Burlington offense, just not in – they're not finishing the play.
All right, Sulik with wideouts right and left. Empty backfield once again. Back to pass. Here comes that rush. Dumps it off. And this time they have him.
Wait.
All right, Sulik again, punt formation. We'll see if he punts it away. He does. It's a beauty. Field it at about the 20. Coming up the sideline. And almost gets it to the 40. That's Peters on the return. On the punt return for the Badgers. They'll go back on offense. Running clock. Down to 4:30 and counting in the third quarter. Next up for Badger will be a game against, they'll host Wilmont. Burlington will be on the road against Elkhorn. We're into October next week, Dylan.
Yep.
O'Grady brings him out. Got him packed in pretty good.
Looks like Burlington's going to burn a timeout here on defense.
And again, we'll be at Hammes Field next week.
A big Southeast matchup.
Between the Oak Creek Knights and the Case Eagles. Pregame will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Always a very nice venue to go do a game at Hammes Field now since the renovation.
Yeah, looking forward to being back down there in the Eagles' Nest.
That's what they call it, yep.
It's a nice complex. We have a booth completely to ourselves, walled in on both the right and to our left. So it's
Again, we talked about Eric Sulik. Joe Arbinger is another really, really accommodating athletic director for us. Opens arms.
Yeah, we've been blessed all the years you're doing it and the couple years that I've been with you, Dick.
Yep.
Every person we run into, coach or AD, has been very willing and very accommodating for us. So we've been blessed that way.
Well, they want to see high school sports continue on the radio or streaming. This time O'Grady keeps it, and he gets it to about the 45-yard line of Badger. Most importantly is they're keeping that clock running. They would like a nice long drive here. Maybe even take it into the fourth quarter. O'Grady under center. Hands it off. Still driving this shade.
And they, O'Grady, they took out Dick.
Well, they did.
Yep.
Okay, they did take him out now. Shade is now the quarterback. So very smart decision by Coach Matt Hensler. Shade, kind of a delay, but got it. And a nice job by Hoyden, Isaiah Hoyden on the carry. So starting to play some different people, the Badgers are.
It looks like they rotated in their second string guys here on this second drive of the third quarter. Able to score with ease on that first one. Put up a defensive stand and then put in some of their second string guys here.
It'll be interesting to see. I would think O'Grady would still kick extra points and maybe even, I don't know, maybe not play D anymore either. Hand off there. Big hole. Still on his feet. Takes it down to about the 24-yard line.
I feel like O'Grady was hit or miss on defense. Sometimes he'd be in there, sometimes he wouldn't.
Nope, we got an injured Badger coming out with 120 to go. makes his way off the field. Clock continues to run. Close in on 1 minute to go. In our third quarter. Shade goes under center. Keeps it. 20. 10. He'll score. Oliver Shade with the touchdown to make it 48-7, Badger.
An impressive 29-yard scamper there. Used his athleticism, got into that second level of Burlington defense quickly, and finds the end zone with ease. The Badger dominance continues.
Yep. Not going to be much to report tonight other than a dominance by the one team. Yeah, he's kicking the extra points, though. There's a snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 47 seconds to go in our third quarter, it's now Badger 49, Burlington 7. I think we have to wait a few more minutes to announce our DG Sports player of the game, but most of our listeners probably know how we're leaning on who our player of the game is going to be. Hopefully Dylan can make his way down there to get that player of the game. Again, tell our listeners what kind of press box we're in, how many stairs we got to go up.
It's a beautiful press box here. A lot of room. It's pretty big, but, you know, it's 35, 40 steps.
Yeah, I think you're
somewhere,
right. Yeah.
Somewhere in there as you climb high. We're about as high as you can go in the stands, which are opposite of us, but there are no stands on this side, so
right.
It's only a press box.
So Grady to kick off. Kicks it. It's going to be fielded at the 10, up to the 20. Trying to get to the 30 and doesn't. That was Marino on the return. So some of the Demons getting some action, other players, as we're going to conclude. That's going to conclude our third quarter here shortly. And that's the end of our third quarter of play with our score, Badger 49, Burlington 7. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Once again, you're listening to high school football live, subscription free on DG Sports.
All right, thanks, Dylan. We're back to live action here. We'll start the fourth quarter, and even another touchdown, we'd still have a running clock by Burlington.
Yep, now that we hit the fourth quarter as a running clock, regardless of what the score goes down
okay.
to,
that's
it'll
right.
Continue.
Yep.
It could go all the way down to a one-point game.
Yeah. So this will be quick, probably. Fourth quarter. Looks like we got a new quarterback now for Burlington, too. We'll get him here in a minute.
And Bauman there. hands it off to Marino.
Yep. So Wesley Ballman is the new 5'9", 150-pound sophomore quarterback. And thanks to Dylan for helping us with that.
It's interesting, Dick. You look up and down this Badger roster, not a single 10 or 9 for grade.
Mm-hmm.
All upperclassmen.
You are correct.
That's a testament to the amount of depth and willingness to play in the program by Badger. They develop them. You're a freshman, you're super talented. Mm-hmm. Well, you might have to wait a year or two to get onto that varsity roster.
That's right. Except Coach Hensler did tell us that O'Grady's been a four-year player, so I guess he's an exception, right?
I'm sure there's a few of them.
So Ballman in the gun, high snap, hands it off.
Marino on the carry there.
Okay. Clock continues to run. We close in on 11 minutes to go in our ball game. 49-7, Badger. Did not see this one coming. So lopsided. Ballman in the gun, hands it off again, which, trying to get the first down, got close. And they gave it to him. I didn't think it was a first down either, to be honest with you, Dylan, and they're moving.
There's been a few
boy, that's
head scratchers here tonight, but...
All right, Ballman will bring him out. He's got wideouts to the right and the left. Let's see if he puts it up. Hands it off again. They're content just to hand off the ball. Putting in players left and right here, so we'll catch them if we can. Ballman again, hands off.
They called offsides there.
Okay.
Which in high school is a live ball foul. College and NFL, it's a dead ball in high school. College and NFL, it's live.
All right, we're under 9 to play now. Another minute or so, we'll announce our DG Sports player of the game here. Probably won't come as any surprise to anybody. Ballman in the gun. He's got wideouts to his right and his left. But he hasn't put the ball up and still won't. Tried to go outside and they were there. The Badgers were. That was Marino on the carry. Loss on the play. Closing in on 8 minutes to go, our DG Sports player of the game tonight is Matt O'Grady, quarterback of the Badgers. Mr. Everything. He is our player of the game tonight. Hopefully Dylan will get an interview with him after our ball game concludes. Under 8 to play now as Ballman brings him out. Finally got a pass. Incomplete. Intended for Wendlandt, the intended receiver. Clock will not stop, though. It'll still keep going. Getting a little cool now.
It's definitely going to be cooler down there than it is up here.
All right, Ballman brings him out. Wideouts right and left. I didn't think he'd throw, but he did on the last play. Back to pass again. They flush him out of there. Throws. Incomplete. Ooh, nice play.
A great pass breakup there by the defender. That was number 25. He's not listed on our roster.
Yep, we got a couple of those.
Got a nice pass breakup there for the Badgers.
So we're down to 6:30 in counting. All right, Ballman in the gun again. Wideouts right and left. Down to six to play now in regulation. And there's the punt. They did punt it away. I didn't think they would. And Badger's just going to let it go, and they'll try to run out the clock here. And again, Dylan's going to make his way down there as we're closing in on 5 minutes to go. That's good. All right, we'll see if Shade is still the quarterback here. Or the Badgers. 5 minutes to go. Under center. Pitches it. And they better go. That's a loose ball. And recovered, I believe, very poor mechanics, I believe, by the Demons, by the official. So the Badgers will go back on defense, but the clock keeps running, which is in their favor. Once again, Dylan's making his way down to the field. Our DG Sports player of the game tonight is Matt O'Grady, senior quarterback for Badger High School. I called him Mr. Everything tonight. There's not much he didn't do. He scored touchdowns. He handed off for touchdowns. Ran. A lot of rushing yardage. Okay, Ballman still in at quarterback. Hands it off, trying to get into the end zone. They stop him short, I believe. And again, Marino on the carry. So we're down to 3:20 and counting. Ballman in the gun. He's going to run with it, and they're there. They tackle him. And we'll go under 3 minutes to go now. And the Badgers, they'll improve to 6-0 overall. More importantly, 4-0 in conference. The Demons are going to drop to 4-2 overall, 2-2 in conference. They'll take their time now as we close in on 2:30 to go. Trying to punch this one in are the Demons. Ballman in the gun, had wideouts. Throws. Incomplete. Broken up nicely by the Badgers. So it brings up fourth down, down to 150 to play in regulation. Probably enough for two more plays if they run the clock all the way down. 49-7, Badger on top of Burlington. If you're a Badger fan, it was a very exciting game to call for some of our listeners. Understand we had several from Lake Geneva. Ballman once again in the gun. Now's got to run. And he scores. Ballman scores the touchdown with 1:05 to go to make it 49-13. So nice job.